page 43, Wonderful Promises to Christians. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one I will look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. And there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Psalm 37, verse 3. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Page 44. Promises to the tempted. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. Romans chapter 16, verse 20a. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2a. No temptation has overtaken you such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34, verse 19. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.